from Vishnu Swami Das, subject Bhagavad Gita. Actually, it's Bhagavad Gita, not Bhagha. Bhagavad Gita, not Bhagavat. Anyway, please explain the practical example for below decks 418. Karmanya karma yapa sheda karmani akarmanascha karma yaha sabuddhi ma manushyeshu sayukta kritsna karma krit. One who sees non-action in action and action in non-action is intelligent among men. He is, how does Prabhupada translate that? Sayukta. It means he's in there. He's on the ball. He's with it. He's a yogi. Kamanya karma yapasha the karma nisha. Please give an example. Well, one who sees action in inaction. One who sees inaction in action and action in inaction is intelligent among men, sabuddhiman manusheshu. He is in the transcendental position. He's sayukta. He is yukta. Although engaged in all kinds of activities. So I suppose this is asking, what does it mean to see karma in akarma and akarma in karma? Well, to give an example, we're just speaking about cooking. So someone who cooks, for Krishna is performing karma. It's an activity, right? But as Krishna says, mat karma krit, perform, or he refers to one who performs work for me. So that is a kind of work, but it is also akarma. It is karma, but it is akarma in as much as it does not produce any reactions. Whereas someone who tries to do nothing by just sitting and meditating, he's actually producing, he's doing some kind of karma. He's producing reactions because it's not dedicated to Krishna. So everything we do, we're breathing, we're taking help from the demigods to breathe, we have to eat, drink. So even if we try, Krishna says, even if we try to stop working, nahi kaschik shanamapi jatu tishtatya karma krit. It's not possible to stop working. So one who thinks he stopped working without actually serving Krishna is also working.